Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Who's more likely to launch a new business? Kids fresh out of college or folks in their 50s who are past the halfway point in their careers? Well, believe it or not, it's the 50-something crowd. And this is according to a study by the Kauffman Foundation, a nonprofit outfit that promotes entrepreneurship. The results of the study were recently featured in Entrepreneur magazine, and they're pretty amazing. There's even a new word for people launching businesses late in their careers. They're called boomerpreneurs. Now, here's what you need to know about them. First, since 2000, people in the 55 to 64 age bracket account for the highest rate of entrepreneurial activity. And number two, even though the Internet has spawned a slew of 20-something millionaires, young adults ages 20 to 34 are actually the least likely to take a chance on starting a business. And number three, the unemployment rate for folks over 55 is only 7%. That's actually 3 points lower than the national average, but it's still the highest unemployment rate in 50 years for older workers. Boomerpreneurs face advantages and disadvantages. They've had more time to gather the necessary experience and capital to launch a business, but they've also got less time to recover if the business fails. The bottom line? You're never too old to start a business, as long as you know the risk and you avoid going into debt to do it. And a recession is actually a great time to launch, since there's far less competition. At Crown, we want to help you manage your money wisely. I hope you'll visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.